You are making the world a better place by listening to the Joy of Living podcast. This is your guide to achieving a more purposeful, powerful, and positive life. Join Barry Shore in unlocking the best version of you and becoming happier, healthier, and wealthier. And now, here's your ambassador of joy, Barry Shore.
Good day, beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good-looking people. If you're good-looking, because you're always looking for and finding the good, you found good in abundance, and you've tuned in today to the Joy of Living with your humble host, Barry Shore, the ambassador of joy. Notice I didn't say the ambassador of joy. The ambassador of joy. Now, you tuned in for one reason and one reason only. It's the best reason in the whole world, because you care the most in the entire world about you. Y-O-U, which is great, by the way, because when you become the best you, you make the world a better place. You build more bridges of harmony, create more joy, happiness, peace, and love. And you've tuned in along with 518,922 people around the world at this very moment. And I am humbled and honored to say thank you, because you're always telling your family and friends about the show. And we have 25,000 people every show, more than before. So within the next few months, we'll be over 1 million people. And what I do is I urge you to share this show with 5 people. You want to share it with 50 or 100? That's great, but at least 5, so we can touch 2.5-3 million people around the world. And today, especially, you're going to meet a remarkable man who heads up a most important organization that touches the very being of millions of lives and really rescues them and helps and makes a difference in the world. He's a madman. Now, we're going to talk about that in just a moment. Because, you know, in this show, we talk about the 3 fundamentals of life. And when you use these 3 fundamentals, the result is you'll be happier, healthier, and wealthier. Who doesn't want that? So the first fundamental, of course, is life. Your life has purpose. And when you lead a purpose-driven life, number 2 happens. In this case, good number 2. You go mad. Now, MAD is a wonderful acronym that stands for make a difference. Lead a purpose-driven life, you make a difference in the world. And the third fundamental is to uncover the power and the secrets of everyday words and terms, such as WWW. You know, this show is carried around the world on the internet. Ask anybody, what does WWW stand for? Invariably, they have to do with the internet. Factually speaking, they're correct. However, in our world, the world is a positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant. WWW stands for What a Wonderful World. And of course, what a is the word, right? W-H-A-T-A. And a big tip in the hat and a thank you to Satchmo, Louis Armstrong, for enabling that song, What a Wonderful World, to go viral and not just touch tens of millions or hundreds of millions, billions of people on the planet. And whenever you hear the opening bars of What a Wonderful World, what do? Right away? You can't help it. You smile. Now, smile is one of the most important words you could ever internalize, utilize, and leverage in your life, because SMILE is an acronym. It stands for Seeing Miracles in Life Every Day. That's right. Seeing miracles in life every day. Let me tell you a quick story. It's about me. Imagine if you can. I'm standing up in the morning, hale and hearty, able to leap tall buildings in a single bound. In the evening, I'm in the hospital, totally, completely paralyzed from my neck down. And it wasn't from an automobile accident. It wasn't a spinal injury. It was a rare disease that took over my body. Never heard of it the day before, and rendered me completely what's called quadriplegic. Nothing in the body moved. I could only communicate by blinking my eyes. I was 144 days in the hospital. I was in a hospital bed in my own home. I couldn't move for 2 years. I was in a wheelchair for 4 years. I had braces on both my legs, my hips, my ankles. That was progress. Thank God today I'm able to be vertical and ambulatory with the help of a 7-foot walking one. So I'm a triped, not a biped. Can't walk up a stair by myself, a curb by myself. I've helped 12 hours a day, 7 days a week. But you hear my voice. Positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant, all because it's one word. Smile. Now, I have people ask me all the time. I just did a webinar. Well, no, but actually, this was in person. We had 1,127 people there. And I'm telling the story about Barry Shore. I'm talking about seeing miracles in life every day. Some people raise their hand and say, hey, Barry Shore, I've been up for hours. Have you seen any miracles? And I asked them, are you here? Can you hear? Can you stand still? I can't do that. Can you walk? I feel like that. You have water to drink. You have food to eat. Place to sleep. You have family. You have friends. Every single one of those is a miracle. You know what the proof is? Simple proof. 1 million people didn't get out of bed this morning. You know why? They died. By definition, if you're watching or you're listening, you didn't. If you have an obligation to live life to the full, to be exuberant. But I'm going to tell you a quick little one here. My 8-year-old niece comes over to me a few weeks ago and she said, Uncle Barry, can we spell smile, S-M-I-E-L? I thought about it. Smile, it's not the same. Why not? I asked her, how come? She says, because then it would stand for seeing miracles in everyday life out of the mouth of an 8-year-old. What was she doing? She was creating the kind of world she wants to live in. Now, CREATE is a fabulous acronym. It stands for Causing Rethinking, Enabling All to Excel. You're going to learn a lot about this today with this amazing fellow, wonderful Chuck, and what he has to share with us. And when you begin to understand that what you're doing when you create rethinking is you're shifting your perspective in life. Now, shift is just a small amount. The key to shifting perspective is to maintain that F, keep that F in place, because without that right F in place, the other stuff happens. And you don't want to do that. And when you do shift your perspective, you can internalize, utilize, and leverage the 6 most important words you'll ever learn. Choice, not chance, determines your destiny. How you respond in any given situation determines your path in life and your trajectory. And before we bring on amazing Chuck Fischillo, I'm going to urge everybody, I have to tell one in advance, I do use a lot of 4-letter words. I even use the 4-letter F-U word. I do it because of the shock value and it's fun. However, of course, the 4-letter words that we use, because we live in the world of the positive, purposeful, powerful, and pleasant, are love, life, hope, play, free, gift, swim. And the 4-letter F-U word is fun, F-U, capital N. Now, some people say right away, Barry Shore, fun's only spelled with 3 letters. Not in our world. The world of the positive, purposeful, powerful, pleasant is spelled F-U, capital N. So after the show, you see a family and friends, point your finger, twinkle the eye, smiling face, F-U, everybody. Add right away, capital N. Say, what'd you do? Where'd you get that? Wait till I tell you what I heard today. You get people's attention, and now you can share. So before we bring on Chuck, I want to urge everybody, use the 2 most powerful words in the English language 3 times a day. For now and the rest of your life, you'll be happier, healthier, wealthier. These 2 words are thank you, thank you, thank you. Thanks stands for to harmonize and nurture kindness. Kind stands for keep inspiring noble deeds. There's nobody that I want to share with you that inspires noble deeds more than amazing, wonderful Chuck Fischillo. Chuck Fischillo of 519,817 people around the world.
I want to say thank you for having me. After I saw that intro, Barry, first of all, remarkable what you've gone through in your life. And your attitude. It's just extraordinary. And you know what? We got to be grateful every single day of our lives that we wake up every day.
And this is what Chuck is going to share with us today. This man, if I started telling you all the things that he's accomplished, it would take the rest of the hour. So I'm just going to give you 3 data points. Number one, he is the embodiment of what we call service. He understands that the highest calling in life is service. He also happens to be a recovering politician. We won't talk about that too much, but he served in the New York State Assembly and for years. Right now, what he does is he heads up for the past 11, now almost 12 years, one of the most important organizations in America, the AFA, the American Alzheimer's Foundation of America. And but I just want to point out one thing, that one of the geniuses of what you're going to hear today and with Chuck is that he doesn't just head up an organization and raise money and, you know, rah-rah and such. He's innovative. He's creative. He's bringing new initiatives and health to people that are afflicted. And whenever somebody is afflicted, it's not one person. It's a whole family. One person really touches 10 people. So with that as an introduction, Chuck, let's just begin and tell people, okay, AFA, sounds great, Alzheimer's Foundation of America, how long you've been around, who cares?
So I just, hopefully a lot of people care, Barry, but I just completed my 12th year with AFA. And as you mentioned, prior to this coming on as the president and CEO, I spent 16 years as a New York State Senator in the New York State Senate, where I found it both an honor and a privilege to serve. Now with AFA, it's an extraordinary organization. Let me go back a little bit. Back in the 80s and 90s, a gentleman by the name of Mr. Bert Brodsky from New York was caring for his mom who had Alzheimer's disease. And at the time, Bert really didn't have any knowledge about this disease, didn't have a place to turn to for any guidance, counseling, or support. And he took care of his mother. And he talks about how he lives with certain emotional scars. You know, he'd walk out of one room, come back, his mother would yell at him, "I haven't seen you in weeks. I haven't seen you in months. Where have you been? Ma, what are you talking about? I was here 30 seconds. I just went into another room." He didn't know, obviously, what she was going through. So he became very educated on it. And when his mom passed away, he thought long and hard, what can I do to ensure that nobody goes on this journey alone and the way I did? And that's why he founded AFA. And this year, we're going to kick off in the middle of the year, Barry, our 25th year at AFA, you know, serving people who have been diagnosed with Alzheimer's or dementia, but the families as well, because they need support. So from Bert's vision came a national organization. You know, he's a very successful businessman, entrepreneur, and he thinks very big. And he looked at this country and said, look, I could do a little program, a nonprofit in my own community. But these are problems that everybody's facing throughout the nation. And that's how AFA was born.
So it was born from a madman.
It was born from an individual who had an experience that he didn't want anybody else to have.
Again, I want to emphasize two things here, Chuck, if I may. And I guess I may because I'm speaking right now. One is, I believe this is very American. The essence of America is can do. It's the ability to say, I am here, and if I can be of benefit to other people, that's an American mindset. Now, again, our podcast is carried worldwide, and we speak to hundreds of thousands of people. I get comments from people all over the world in places that everybody wants to be in America. And I answer sometimes, and I said, the key is have an American mindset. And what you just mentioned about Bert is that this is an American mindset. Okay, it wasn't great. I want to be able to help others that they don't have to do that. That's number one. Number two is, like you just said, big vision. Big vision is what animates AFA, is what animates Chuck. Enabled you to move from a very important position as a high-level politician in one of the greatest states in America to move into the situation where you say, not only can I help, I can expand this. So let's talk about what AFA really does. It's not just an organization. What do you do?
So primarily what we do is we want to make sure that resources are available, that individuals have a place to go to, as I said, what Bert's vision was for guidance, counseling, and support. And Barry, why that's so important? Because I want to emphasize, you can't go on this journey alone. And we talk to people all the time. You know, our programs and services and our core model is care, education, and research. The gateway to our services is within a national toll-free helpline, which is called the AFA helpline. And that is staffed primarily only with licensed social workers that are dementia specifically trained. And we've expanded it. So when I first came on, it was just Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. And I'm saying to myself, listen, dementia is not going home from work and going to sleep. It doesn't take a nap on weekends or goes on vacation. So 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., it's staffed by licensed social workers. They're AFA employees. Barry, it's not a call service. When you call, if you're calling for guidance or help or concerned about your own memory, they don't start off by saying, Barry, can I have your name? Can I have your address? Can I have your phone number? Can I have your email? Let's get into it. Let's get into it right away, how we can help. So what I really looked at is what we can do for the other gap of hours from 9:01 p.m. to 8:59 a.m. So last year, Barry, we got into our own virtual helpline assistant. We created our own form of AI and avatar. Her name is Allison, and she's on our website. And you could go to her 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. You could ask her any question relating to this disease. We've given her the most commonly asked questions everything on our website. She can answer hundreds and hundreds of questions. And if she can't, for some reason, a helpline ticket comes up and it's sent to one of our social workers who responds right away.
Okay, let's unpack a few things here because this is, I mean, you live it, you're saying it has come naturally, and we have people leaning in right now. I want to urge everybody, do not take notes. Just lean in and feel the experience of Chuck, the organization, and what we're going to be doing through the rest of the show together. Everything's going to be in the show notes. And the genius, of course, of this being recorded is that you go back and you can listen at your own pace. And do it and listen and write things down then. Right now, it's all about the experience. Look at what we've just done. Let's unpack just a couple of things here. I want to just make mention and how I was just touched with what you said. People are used to, unfortunately, when you call into a place, okay, who are you? Like a 991 number, you know, oh my gosh, it's a hotline. You know, who are you? Where do you live? Which is great, important. We'll get that later. Right now, what you're doing is you're saying, I want to create a relationship. I want to create a bond, and then we can talk about other things later. And it's done by licensed people. It's not that you hired a group of people from an overseas call center. These are licensed people in their field.
I wanted to emphasize that it's not a call center. Barry, when I first came on, it was called a hotline. I changed it to a helpline because that's what we do. We provide help. And you need to create that relationship of a safe place for them to call. Look, you have to remember, and to all the people that are listening right now, when you pick up the phone and you dial the helpline, and it's a toll-free number, it's 866-232-8484. Or you can, you know, speak to us, Barry, also in 90 different languages through a chat through our website. That call at that moment is the most important call in your life. Whether you're concerned about yourself, your own cognitive skills, or your loved one, or your friend, your relative, whoever it is, we want to treat it that way. And we want to create that safe zone, that relationship that says, we're here to help. We're not here just to fill out a piece of paper, you know, that just says, hey, I need all the information on this paper before we can start. It's not the way you build a relationship. And we want to emphasize that. It's so important.
So again, I want to say right here and now, we have people listening from Nepal, from the Congo, from Venezuela, throughout the United States, certainly in North America and Europe. What Chuck is sharing with us now is, and we're going to go deeper, obviously, the beginnings of the process of creating help for people that need it. And we're going to talk about in the next segment the sort of the background of what's happening with Alzheimer's, because in some level it's quite remarkable that, as you said, in the 80s and 90s, whoever heard of it even, or, you know, what do you do? And almost like type 2 diabetes, it's becoming almost a raging epidemic. And so everybody knows somebody who has been touched by Alzheimer's or dementia and these particular things. The ability to have, as you, again, words make a difference, don't they, Chuck? Hotline, okay, that's interesting. Helpline, just the ability to change the H word from hot to help. That enabled you to say, what else can we do to create relationship? And then now to be able to utilize technology and the beginnings of AI. I mean, I'm applauding it because it works. I mean, you're going to talk about that. Let's do the following. We have, thank God, sponsors that love our show, as you do. And, you know, we wouldn't have them on. We vetted them if we didn't think they're worth your time and attention. We're going to be right back with more Chuck after this brief message. Don't go away. This is vital.
Hello, skincare connoisseurs. If you think you have tried everything in skincare, you are going to love what I am about to tell you. I'm pharmacist Benjamin I. Fuchs. I'm a dermatology pharmacist. And what I've discovered in my compounding pharmacy after decades of working with patients with skin traumas and skin diseases is the missing link in skincare is topical essential nutrition. And because of this missing link, we're not maximizing the potential of topical skincare. We're leaving skin beauty and skin health on the table. And that's why I formulated my Truth Treatments. Listen, the skin's an organ. It needs and wants and craves nutrients, vitamins, minerals, amino acids, fatty acids, and plant-derived minerals. And now it can get them in super high concentrations in my Truth Treatments. Originally formulated for dermatologists and their patients, now they're available to you. Check them out today at truthtreatments.com. And I know you are going to love the truth.
Good day, beautiful, bountiful, beloved immortal beings, and good-looking people. Remember, you're good-looking. Show is looking for and finding the good. We found good in abundance. Our cup runneth over with good. His name is Chuck Fasciolo. Really what he is, his name is Chuck Help Service Fasciolo. That's who he is. That's what he does. And he's been serving in the state of New York, and now he's serving worldwide people that have an issue. It's called Alzheimer's, maybe also related to dementia. Let's actually begin with that, Chuck. Is there a difference between Alzheimer's and dementia? Are they the same thing? Is it a large syndrome that, you know, things just fit in? What are the aspects of dementia versus Alzheimer's, et cetera?
It is a great question because there's so much confusion around the, you know, this issue. So Alzheimer's disease, Barry, is a progressive brain disorder that will impact your memory, your thinking, your language skills, and the ability to carry out simple tasks. It's the most common form of dementia, but I want to emphasize it's a disease. Alzheimer's is a disease. Dementia itself is not a disease, but it's a terminology that's used to describe symptoms such as loss of intellectual functions, loss of judgment, loss of memory. Alzheimer's can cause dementia, but again, Alzheimer's is the disease itself. Now, here's what's really important, the signs. What are the signs to look for? And we always emphasize this, and I'm so glad you have such a wide audience, because if you see it in yourself, you see it in your loved one, you see it in a friend, address it immediately. So here are some of the signs. Memory loss, especially of recent events, names, places, and other new information. Confusion about times and place. Difficulty in judging certain situations. Changes in moods and personality. Struggling to complete such familiar tasks such as brushing your teeth every day. Trouble finding the appropriate words to finish a sentence. These are some common things. But here's what's important, Barry. And I'm so grateful for you having me on. I really mean this because this disease is so prevalent, just in the United States alone, but worldwide, obviously, too. If you see this in yourself, your loved one, your friend, address it immediately, because not all memory issues are attributed to Alzheimer's disease. Sleep apnea, vitamin deficiency, a thyroid issue, depression, alcoholism, all are treatable, if not correctable. You won't know unless you go get yourself checked out.
Okay, but
I know, I just said a lot. I get it.
Wonderful. We want to unpack a few things here. I want to go back to your fundamental, which is really critical. Alzheimer's is a disease. So I am making a statement, actually, I'm asking a question also. By definition, does that mean diseases are treatable and that it could even find some sort of cure?
So there's no cure for Alzheimer's disease. This disease was found in the early 1900s. And here we are, 2026 now. As I said, the early 1900s. It was by a doctor, psychiatrist, who made a presentation about a patient that he was treating. And his name was Dr. Alzheimer's. And that's where this comes from. So we're talking, you know, early 1900s. Go fast forward. There's still no cure for this disease. However, in the last couple of years, there have been improvements with new therapies to slow the progression down. But I will tell you, Barry, and it's not just a phrase I use or rhetoric, the finish line for us here at the Alzheimer's Foundation of America is finding a cure.
You heard it. AFA is we're here to find a cure. So let's talk about Dr. Alzheimer and the past century, just to give us a background. So here you have Bert, and you gave this great story about taking care of his mother, walking out of the room, coming back, and mother screaming at him, nice Jewish lady, hey, where you been? I haven't seen you in weeks. Okay. You know, otherwise, she would have just sat there and just, you know, no, she's outspoken. Okay. These symptoms that you have been discussing with us here, are they the same as dementia?
They are not. Dementia takes it a step further, as I mentioned. You could have a loss of intellectual functions, loss of judgment. Now, when you lose some intellectual functions, Barry, you forget to eat, you forget to take care of yourself, your hygiene. It all can lead to other medical conditions as well.
So again, the important thing is we have a helpline. And the helpline is, like you said, it's not just 9 to 5. It is there all the time. And now, especially, thank God, with AI, Allison is there to be of service all the time. It is toll-free. Toll-free simply means it doesn't cost you any money. So therefore, avail yourself of the opportunity. Because as we said before, a person who has Alzheimer's or symptoms of Alzheimer's in progression, it doesn't just affect that person. It affects everybody around them.
Listen, we always say once it walks in your front door, it not only affects the person who's been diagnosed, but it affects the team. And I need to emphasize that too. You can't go, and you'll hear me say this, you can't go on this journey alone. You need to build a support team of care partners as well. Now, with Alzheimer's disease, and you just said it, of the stages, there are stages early, middle, and late. And as it progresses, the stages and how the disease impacts you even greater. But we talked about some therapies. There are some therapies that the FDA approved in the last couple of years that do slow down the progression of the disease, whether it's 6 months or 9 months. But during that period of time, and even now, there are so many trials going on, and AFA does fund research. We're hopeful that maybe with a combination of other therapies, it will continue to slow the progression down even greater.
This is giving life to people. This is this is absolutely every reason why people should be leaning in. Again, don't take notes. Just everything's in the show notes. You want to go back and listen again. You certainly want to share this with at least 5 people. Again, you want to do 50 or 100. That'd be great. This is so vital because, well, I'm going to ask you the simple question. And it seems obvious, however, it needs to be asked. Is this more prevalent in people, let's say, over 60, over 70, or is it now becoming even in people under the age of 30?
Great question. No, Alzheimer's disease is not a normal progression of aging. I need to emphasize that. It's not a normal progression of aging. Let me just tell you somebody quick. There's a woman named Katie that I met a couple of years ago. She was 29 years old. Her husband was 29 years old. They were preparing for their first birthday of their child. During that process, her husband, who was 29 years old, was diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease. Okay, listen to this. 4 days later, her mother suddenly dies of a heart attack. 17 days later, her father is diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease. So in a 21-day span, this 29-year-old woman went from being a mother, a wife, a daughter, to being a care partner. And this is all during the process of planning their son's first birthday. Fast forward, obviously the mother passed away. The husband, 33, 34 years old, he passed away. Now it's 10, 12 years later, her father's still alive. And Katie, her name is Katie Brand, is an extraordinary individual that overcame losing her house, going on welfare, looking for aid, financial aid from the government as well, all during this process because she couldn't work. Her husband, obviously, during the process couldn't work. She is a hero. I mean, she is an extraordinary woman that went through so much adversity of personal care, so many things in her personal life that she's become an advocate. She's a strong advocate that talks about her caregiver journey, what helped her get through this. And, you know, and she's helping others go through their journey as well.
Okay.
I know. 29 years old, Barry.
Okay, so Alzheimer's is doesn't care what age you are. And you mentioned this great term, care partner. As you've said a number of times already, this is not a journey to go alone. By definition, it takes a team. Team stands for together, everyone achieves miracles, not just more, miracles. Let's talk about Katie. We mentioned at the beginning of the show that one of the great aspects of life is to internalize this idea that choice, not chance, determines your destiny. How you choose to respond in any given situation. Katie was thrust into a particular situation. She chose, some maybe reluctantly, I'm sure, in the beginning. However, she chose to deal with it. And to deal with it to the point where she rose above and is now, as you say, not just an advocate. She has probably helped hundreds, if not thousands of people. By the way, how old is her first child? Is the child a boy or a girl?
It's a boy. I think he's 16 now.
So he also probably has an interesting story about
caring
and being and the ability to go through things. So, you know, if you're not moved by the story that Chuck just told us, I don't know if you could be moved.
But it answers your question about the age. Listen, we all have neurons in our brain. As we get older, we lose more neurons. When you lose more than you're supposed to lose, then the problem exists. Our brains get smaller too as we get older. The best thing I can tell, and look, you are a perfect example of what I'm going to say. Stay active, stay socially active, stay engaged, have a purpose every single day. Get up every morning, say, all right, I'm going to listen to Barry because I'm enjoying life. You got to keep going. You got to keep going. And, you know, I'll use the example of my wife's mother, my mother-in-law, 93 years young, lives in Florida, completely independent, has more of a social life than my wife and I have, active, engaged. She's an artist. She paints. She goes to shows and exhibits. She's involved. She plays cards. She plays canasta. She's out there all the time.
Canasta. I haven't heard that one in years. I love canasta.
Incredible. But right. This is what you need to do. I remember talking to one of our doctors on our medical advisory board at one of our conferences. They were asking people, who's retired? People raise their hand. Who's thinking about retiring? People raise their hand. Who still works? Raise your hand. He says, to everybody who's retired, go back to work at least for one day a week. For those of you that are thinking about retiring, stay there for 1 or 2 days a week. Have a purpose. Have something to get up for every single morning and exercise your brain, regardless of what it is. Keep it going. Listen, simple things like using your less dominant hand to brush your teeth. Without knowing it, Barry, you're exercising your brain.
Okay.
Those things are so important.
I love Chuck. Because you're bringing out the reality of life. What's your mother-in-law's name?
Flo, Florence.
Florence.
Flo Mandel from Del Rey. She's beautiful. It's unbelievable.
She sounds Jewish.
She is. Okay. So is my wife.
Well, I'm saying anybody who plays canasta, I mean, having, you know, by the way, remember, don't take any notes. You're going to have to look it up. Do your Google. You may have to go to Perplexity to, you know, look it up, canasta. However, what Chuck is sharing with us is this engagement of the being in life. First of all, joy, one of the great acronyms of life, joy, and you can share this with Flo, also with Florence. Joy stands for journey of you. When you live in joy, you have a journey. And when your journey is defined by what you're doing and how you're helping and how you're there, then you become a model for others. It's so important. The more that you are engaged, we call it motion is lotion. It keeps the whole being the one. Okay, this is, let's talk a little more about AFA specifically. And by the way, these unique personal stories make the difference.
Thank you.
Because otherwise it becomes data and information. Yeah. So let's talk about what AFA is doing when, let's say you raise, I don't know, pick a number, $5 million. What does $5 million do for AFA?
It all goes back to our programs or services or supports research. But I want to emphasize one of our programs, which is our signature program. So we talked about if you're experiencing, you know, certain things, your own memory, confusion about time and place, intellectual functions, abilities. What do you do? It's always a question. What do you do? Pick up the phone, call your primary care physician. We emphasize, in addition to that, get a memory screening. We like to call it a checkup from the neck up.
I didn't believe there was such a thing as a memory screening.
So we've been doing that. We've screened more than 5 million people, Barry. We do it in person, we do it virtually, or we do it online. So what is it? So besides calling it a checkup from the neck up, it's something that individuals should do every year, because like everything else we do when we go to our primary care physician, we get baselines. We get baselines on blood tests. We get baselines on blood pressure. If you're a male, you get baselines on certain things. Same thing with the female. You get baselines. It's the same thing with this. So we encourage people to do a memory screening. I want to say, emphasize two words. It's simple and it's safe. It's a healthy brain checkup. It's not invasive. It tests your memory and other thinking skills. It's a series of questions. It takes approximately 10 to 15 minutes. And we have a baseline score. If you go above the baseline, we're going to tell you to do it in a year. You go below it, we're going to make certain other recommendations. But like any other test we do for ourselves medically, you won't know unless you do this test. So we do, part of what we do is called Educating Across America Tour. So every month, starting in February to November, 10 months of the year, we travel. We've been doing this for the last eight plus years. We travel to a different state and we conduct an Alzheimer's and caregiving conference. And we have experts, you know, neurologists, researchers, scientists. We have elder law attorneys that talk about financial planning. We have care partners. We talk about specific things that can enrich your life. But one of the things we also do is we offer free memory screenings, right? We don't charge for most of our programs and services. And I always start off the conference when I talk about what's going to be available that day about the memory screenings. Who's afraid to do it? Be honest. People raise their hand.
Right.
And I say, do you go to your doctor? Do you go get a checkup? Yeah, you do. So why not get a checkup from your neck up? And, you know, it's again, you want to see how things are going. If you don't address things, making that first step, whether it's calling our helpline for you or for your loved one or get a free memory screening, you can't address things. Look, COVID, we all went through it. The worst thing for anybody, worse for somebody with a cognitive impairment, isolation and loneliness.
Right. I was waiting for you to talk about this.
Worst thing.
Right.
So we had to close our offices. I actually closed it. This is 5.5 years ago, Barry. I had to close it, you know, because we're in office 5 days a week. We're not virtual. We're in office. We're not remote. So we had to close it on St. Patty's Day 5.5 years ago. I said to my staff, I said to the IT department, assisted livings, nursing homes, care centers, individuals at home aren't going out. We know that. There was so much confusion about what was going on in the world, right? We needed to get all our programs that we taped for years, therapeutic programs to keep people active, up online, which we did. And from that period to the end of the year, we had over 1 million views. We contacted care settings. We contacted individuals, nursing homes, and we said, turn your computer on at 2:30 every single day, 7 days a week, and get engaged. Because you weren't getting visitors, right? All you were doing was talking to people. We emphasize to people, stay connected, FaceTime with your loved ones, stay connected, pick up the phone, talk to people, but engage yourself in a program every single day. Those two words, isolation and loneliness, are the worst for anybody. But with somebody with the disease, it's even worse.
So...
I know I'm hitting you with a lot today.
It's so wonderful, Chuck, because it talks to the very essence of the human condition. And Alzheimer's is like a pimple. Everybody's been a teenager. It's like a pimple. You know, you don't like it. You look at it and you can treat it or do something. You know it's going to go away, but, you know, it's there. You don't want to become isolated or lonely because you have a pimple. Matter of fact, you want to go out and guess what happens? You've got pimples, okay, so everybody else, big deal. Go and enjoy yourself. Play canasta or learn how to play bridge or do shuffleboard even, whatever you want to do.
Ballroom dancing is the best thing because from head to toe, you have to learn every step. So your brain is constantly
ballroom dancing. Listen to this guy. I love it. It's true, by the way. Okay, on the other side of the break, I'm going to tell you a quick story about ballroom dancing and swimming and such like that. We wouldn't have these sponsors on. We didn't think you're worth your time. Don't go away. We're not letting Chuck go away. There'll be more him and the other side. Be right back.
Opportunity. What an opportunity. I'm going to use 2 4-letter words right now. Free gift. Free gift. Yes. You can have a copy of my best-selling book, The Joy of Living, How to Slay Stress and Be Happy, the ebook version for absolutely free. All you have to do is send an email to me, Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, at barryshore.com, and in the heading, the subject line, just write, free gift. It's as easy as that. This is a life changing life enhancing opportunity. Barry at barryshore.com. You'll be glad you did. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Free gift. Do it now. Take the action. Make it happen right now. Best wishes. Bye.
Good day. Beautiful, bountiful, beloved, immortal beings, and good looking for you. Good looking. So I was looking for finding the good. We found good in abundance. His name is Chuck, and he's touching us where it matters from the neck up. Talking about making sure that either you or anybody that you know and love doesn't have to suffer for Alzheimer's, has the ability to reach out. We have helplines. We're there to serve. Again, everything is in notes. Listen again. Share this with at least 5 people, maybe even 50 or 100, so we can touch millions of people around the world, because you're going to know somebody that's going to suffer from this. And if we can't cure it, at least we can slow it down. And the help is on the way. That's what Chuck is all about. We were talking about isolation, loneliness. We're also talking about ballroom dancing and such. So most people who know and listen to my show on a regular basis, we have the Joy of Living podcast. We also have a podcast called Eye on Las Vegas. Also 500,000 people, thank God, listening. So people know that I used to be paralyzed, quadriplegic. Now, I can't even still get up from this chair because I'm basically paralyzed the waist down. However, I have learned how to swim as part of getting back part of my upper body. And people know, I swim 1.5 hours a day, 6 days a week. And I'll tell you, that's my ballroom dancing. It engages me. It's wonderful.
That is absolutely fabulous. I want to take off on that, if you don't mind.
Please.
On our website, which is alzfdn.org, we have all this information I'm talking about, but one of the things we like to emphasize is 10 steps for healthy aging. Number one, eat healthy. It's so critically important. Barry, people forget what we put in our mouth, we know affects our body, but it also affects our brain as well. So keep your body and healthy, your heart healthy, nutritional diet, physical activity, social connection. Stay active, which is something that's so critically important. You know, take your daily vitamins, be physically active, because physically active, while we know it exercises your body, it exercises your brain. Walking, if you could walk, get out there and walk. If you could swim, get out there and swim. It's the best exercise. You know, get your heart rate going, get it pumping, build strength, build a little, you know, flexibility in your life. Learn something new. Learn a new language.
Every day, learn something new, even if it's a word. Learn a new word every day.
Learn something new every single day. Challenge yourself. And we like to say that. Here's something that we all have a challenge with. Get enough sleep.
By the way, one moment, Chuck. Can you adjust your microphone? Something went off just a little bit.
How's that? Is that better?
A little better. It was great until just a moment ago.
Yeah, I don't know what happened. I don't know, but I'm still here with you.
Still here. Okay, we're fine. Let's
continue. Good. Learn new things, as you said, even if it's a new word and understanding of that word. Learn new things. Learn a language. Take up with physical activity. Read a book. Challenge your brain. Do a crossword puzzle. Do something. Get enough sleep. This is a challenge for everybody. Ideally, how many hours do you think you could sleep? 7 hours? 8 hours? It's a challenge for everybody. but it's good because it cleanses your brains as well. Mind your medication. If you're going to a doctor, a different doctor than your primary care physician, make sure they know what medications you're taking were already prescribed. Make sure you mind your meds. Stop smoking. Limit alcohol, Barry. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to emphasize that. Even on the holidays, limit alcohol, Barry. I know. I can say it. Stay connected. We touched upon this thing. This is number 7. So critically important, social interaction, cognitive stimulation. It helps your moods. It helps your behavior. It's so important. Know your blood pressure. Obviously, it affects everything in your body, too. See your doctor regularly. And the last one, number 10, which I talked about, get a memory screening. Get a checkup from the neck up. It's so critically important.
So I'm going to say this. I believe it's true. Again, everything is in the show notes. You're going to go to the AFA, the Alzheimer's Foundation of America. Go to the website. And, okay, at the moment, you're doing your tours mostly in the United States, not worldwide.
Right.
Okay. However, learn what – find out where they're going to be. You know, so I'll ask you a question. In a state like New York, which is very large – I presume that it's not going to be just in one city. You're going to do 3 or 4 or 5 cities. Is that true?
We're all over the country. Next month, we kick off in Houston, Texas, which is something that, you know, we're so proud of this tour because we go to the people who need education, who need awareness, who need to have a greater understanding that there's help out there just by picking up a phone any place you are in the world. So in 2026, let me tell you where we're going to be.
Yes.
Kick it off in February in Houston, Texas. In March, we go to Portland, Oregon. In April, Barry, Las Vegas.
Wait a minute. I'm in, baby. I'm in.
April 15th, we're in Vegas.
Well, you know what we'll do? We'll have to make sure that we do, before you come to here, we'll do the podcast, I in Las Vegas, featuring the memory screen.
Beautiful. Beautiful. In May, we go to Wichita, Kansas. In June, we go to Providence, Rhode Island. July, Burlington, Vermont. September, Manchester, New Hampshire. October, Little Rock, Arkansas. And we end the year in November in Nashville, Tennessee.
And Nashville in November.
By the way, we started off again in 2027 as we just finished 2025. You know, we just keep going. We provide these educational resources. But what we do also, Barry, is we have exhibitors of local resources. AFA has more than 2,000 member offices nationwide.
I want to say that number again.
Over 2,000.
More than 2,000 local offices in the United States of America are Alzheimer AFA associated offices. More than 2,000. Let's say that again. Not 10, not 20, not 200, not 500, not 2,000 plus. And they're there for one reason only, to help.
Well, that's it. And, you know, when you go to our website, alzfdn.org, and people all over the world utilize it or call in, there's one tab that says find help. And you got to click that. And it talks about our services, memory screenings, caregiver support, our outreach efforts, our resources. We also publish a quarterly magazine that's read. It's a free subscription read by more than 250,000 people called Alzheimer's Today. It's a free subscription. It's an extraordinary resource about what's happening now in this disease state and how we can provide support.
Okay, I want to just recycle back and make a point here. It all began with one person. Now, we have a great acronym. By the way, during the break, Chuck, I created an acronym for your name. I'd like to share with you in a moment. But yeah, we have a wonderful acronym that's going to make you laugh out loud also. You ready?
Yes.
It's called Learn to Love Dog Poop.
Okay.
And you're going to love this because you're going to use this in some places you go. Dog Poop stands for Doing of Good, Power of One Person. And that's what happened with Bert. Doing of good, the power of one person. And now that one person is not a big body of people, it's individuals who love the AFA and what you stand for, what you do, what you're doing. Chuck is that, he's now the dog poop person. So let me tell you, here's a little acronym for your name, Chuck, C-H-U-C-K. Ready?
I'm writing it down.
Channeling health, unleashing creative kindness.
Wow. And you just thought of that.
Yes.
Incredible. Look how your mind works. Look how you stimulate and exercise your brain all the time.
Got to do it. It's I am just so in love with what we've done here today because I know for a fact, Chuck, that we've saved lives. We help extend lives.
Right.
We created the opportunity for people to know that, like you said, there's help. It's here. It's available. I love you.
Well, thank you. I just want to emphasize that the support is there. The help is there. It takes an effort upon the individual to start to seek the help and support, whether it's to go online. You know, this disease, Barry, still has a stigma attached to it where people are concerned about how other people would perceive them, how they care. If you're caring for your loved one, things change with this diagnosis. Social engagement changes with your friends. Everything changes. Drop all that concern. Pick the phone up. Ask for help. Go online. There's so many different ways for you to get a greater understanding of what you're going through or your loved one's going through and to be better prepared. Education is empowerment. Education is strength. Knowledge of resources makes you so powerful.
Okay, on that high note, I'm loath to say the words I'm about to say. We're coming to a close in our time together. I have three quick questions for you, wonderful Chuck for Shiloh. You ready?
I'm ready to go.
Number one, will you come back again?
Absolutely. Are you kidding me? I love this. And you know what? Since we're going to be in Vegas on April 15th, you and I are going to talk before that.
I'm looking forward to it. Thank you. Number two, Chuck, I think I know the answer, but I'd rather you articulate it. You have only 80 seconds to answer this. What is your most fervent desire?
To continue in the life I have where you have the ability to positively effectuate change in people's lives.
You embody what I call the American spirit based on biblical values.
Thank you.
Thank you. Now, number three, may I give you a hug in front of 521,917 people? Let me tell you what. Here's what HUG stands for. Ready? Heartfelt, unlimited, giving. One, two, three.
And I'll say this to you from my heart. I give you a hug as well.
Woo, thank you. Now, of course, you're listening to, remember, the joy of living with your host, Barry Shore, and the amazing Chuck Fischello. And I'm going to tell you and emphasize, as great a guy as Chuck is, fabulous fellow, wonderful Barry, this show's not about Chuck. It's not about Barry. It's about you. Y-O-U. You becoming the best. You becoming a force of good in the world. You are dog poop. Doing of good, the power of one person. Remember, three fundamentals of life. Number one, your life has purpose. Number two, go mad. Go make a difference. Number three, unlock the power and the secrets of everyday words or terms. You'll be happier, healthier, and wealthier. WWW, what a wonderful world. Smile, seeing miracles in life every day. Whereas my 8-year-old niece says, seeing miracles in everyday life. Create the kind of world you want to live in, causing, rethinking, enabling all to excel. And when you do that, you're going to shift your perspective. Now, you got to be effing careful with your F's. You want to keep that F in place so the other stuff happens. You want to shift your perspective, and then you'll be able to internalize, utilize, and leverage the six most important words you ever learned, which are choice, not chance, determines your destiny. How you choose to respond to any given situation determines your path and your trajectory. Use four-letter words. Remember, the four-letter words that we use can live the world of positive, purposeful, powerful, pleasant. Love, life, hope, play, free, give, help, swim. And tell the world to F you. And you got to add right away, capital N, capital N. So you have a twinkling eye, a smiling face. People say, what are you talking about? You got their attention and you tell them, Alzheimer's, we can be of help. And talk about Chuck and what you learned today. And then use the two most powerful words in the English language three times a day. Say with feeling and meaning, thank you, thank you. And to you, Chuck, thank you. So a blessing from Chuck and Barry. Go forth, live exuberantly, spread the seeds of joy, happiness, peace, and love. Go mad, go make a difference. Chuck, don't go away.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Joy of Living podcast. Now that's another step towards your healthier, happier, and wealthier life. Never hesitate to do good in the world, no matter what the situation. Join us for another upbeat discussion next time at barryshore.com. And be sure to leave a rating and subscribe to the show to get more conversations like this. And remember to share it with your family and friends too. See you on the next episode.